It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. This is the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's going to be a great day to get out on your back deck, fire up that grill, create a little grill envy. The Grilling Guys are live at the Winter Beer Festival up at Fifth Third Park on the north end of Grand Rapids. We're going to be doing 60 different breweries, over 500 beers today. Bob, I don't think we're going to get to all of those, but we're going to have a little cross-section and maybe have a cold one or two. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, Grilling World. This is the Grilling Guys on the Cumulus Broadcasting Network, and we are coming to you live from Fifth Third Ballpark. It's going to be a wonderful day. We have just a giant host of some of the greatest brewers, literally, in North America here, because Michigan has such a stature now in the brewing industry. We've just got amazing talent, and you know, this state has probably lost more jobs than any other state in the union, and these guys are out there creating new jobs, so there's a reason right there to go out and buy a six-pack of your favorite Michigan microbrew today.
Yeah, we're going to be traveling across the state from Traverse City down to Ann Arbor and from Bay City over to the Lakeshore. We've got five or six brewers that are going to be on with us. Our friends from Right Brain Brewing up in Traverse City, they actually have a gold medal beer in 2011. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Our friend Chaz from Schmoe's right here in Grand Rapids. We're going to be moving around the state to Frankenmuth. Our friend Jeff from there. A real interesting brewery we're going to have on with us, Dark Horse Brewing. They're out of Marshall. These guys got over 25 beers here today. These guys can really throw down some unique beer.
That's right. And if you just tuned in, if this is your first time listening to the show, it's basically all about barbecue, microbrews, and wine. And we do this because that's just what we dig. We are into barbecue. We are BBQ positive, as a matter of fact. I was diagnosed 10 years ago. And my pal Jop here, we just, I don't know, I guess it was the deer camp thing, but so we do this every Saturday, and it's not a guy show, it's for guys and gals. And speaking of gals, ladies, we have, you know, the need to get some estrogen on this show from time to time, and we have a wonderful friend with us this morning, Diana Stamfler from PromoteMichigan.org. Thanks so much for joining us.
Wow, it's nice to actually be here instead of on the phone with you guys at this beer festival.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is an amazing company, and this woman right here in front of us has, I call her the ambassador for Michigan, because if you follow her on Twitter or Facebook, you'll see that she is bouncing around the state like Ricochet Rabbit. And you do more to promote business in this state than anybody I know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, it's all, as you know, when you are driven by passion, that's all that matters.
Right.
You know, and that's, I wake up every day going, what exciting thing is going on in the state of Michigan that I can tell people about, and what can I go and do? So I set out 7.5 years ago to figure out how to make money to eat and drink, which is my favorite thing.
Sure.
And I've been able to do that.
Yeah, fantastic.
Amen to that.
So tell us a little bit about this event, what's going on today. Now, unfortunately, this is sold out up here, but that means you've done your job in a fantastic way.
Job security, baby.
Right. This is the Winter Beer Festival, and it's put on by the Michigan Brewers Guild, right?
Yes. I've been with the Guild for 5 years now, and right after I started, actually, this Winter Fest was my first event with them here at Fifth Third Ballpark. And this has continued to grow, and actually is one of the most popular events because it's so unique. We get a lot of media calls from California, people going, you're going to seriously stand outside in February in Michigan and drink beer? And we're like, heck yeah, why not? So it's, you know, we sold out over 5,000 tickets in 3 weeks.
Wow, fantastic.
3 weeks.
Yeah, I was telling Jop that. He said, hey, I wonder if they have any tickets to give away. And I just snorted. I started, I can't laugh like bah-ha-ha, but yeah. That was kind of what I was wanting to think. But I told him I had more emails, Facebook hits, phone calls, nudges this week. Hey, How can I get a few of those tickets? You
you think you've had calls?
Yeah.
I'm getting them while we're sitting here on the air.
Yeah.
People are texting me wanting to know how they can get those tickets. Well, I think we talked last fall right about the time that tickets went on sale, December 1st.
Right, yep.
And what did I tell you then? Get them now because they're going to go.
We never expected
that they were going to go in 3 weeks.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, you know, if you're lucky enough to have one of those tickets, it's a real spectacle out here because not only are they serving up 60 different breweries and almost 500 different beers, but there is a big grilling section here. There's going to be food. The actual festival opens at 1.
Yes.
It runs till 6, so it's just an afternoon event. We encourage everybody to be safe and drink in moderation.
We do have designated driver tickets, so people come in or they have people pick up all the cab services are working in with us. And, of course, this is the culmination of a week-long Grand Rapids Beer Week. So if you can't come to the festival today, you didn't get your tickets, there are still activities going on tonight at various establishments. I know Hopcat's got some events. Founders has got events. So if you can't be here with us, be with us in spirit. Hit one of the local breweries. Hit one of the local bars that supports the craft brewing industry and catch up with us when we hit the town later tonight.
Now, statistically, I travel the country a bunch and I hit microbreweries every chance I get just for research. And Michigan.
Market research. Don't you love that?
I do. Kind of a fanatic. And Michigan, how do we rank nationally? Are we number 4 in the country?
We're number 5.
Number
now,
five.
When I started in the business here 5 years ago, we were 6. So we have moved up. I'm going to see us moving up a little quicker on that. I mean, I don't think that we're going to, you know, ever reach some of those highest first and second. But in terms of quality, what happens here in Michigan, as you know, those Great Lakes give us great water, which means our beer here is statistically better. It is a better tasting beer. It is amazing beer. It's winning great awards. So we're ranked 5th in the nation, and we have the Guild itself has almost 100 member breweries. We were adding member breweries to our magazine that you've got over here, A Great Beer State, because we had 2 of them open within a week of publication. And Grand Rapids is leading the charge in the number of breweries opening at a rapid pace.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. And we're talking with Diana Stampfler from Promote Michigan. And I tell you what, it is kind of a cool thing to watch this whole industry grow around us. Diana, you get a chance to travel all over the state. Are there pockets where you said Grand Rapids seems to be growing quite quickly? Are there other pockets around the state where the microbrews are popping up on a regular basis?
Yeah, and it's following this culinary trend as well. So if you take a look at the state of Michigan, what 3 cities pop out as the leaders in culinary, in the farm-to-table, in great farm markets, in craft beer? It's Traverse City, Ann Arbor, and Grand Rapids. Those are the leading areas. But we're seeing all kinds of growth outside of that in, you know, at the Livery in St. Joe, Benton Harbor, Arcadia in Battle Creek, you know, adding places in Marshall. And they're starting to hit trails. So if you're coming in from Michigan, into Michigan from Chicago, and you hit that I-94 corridor, you can make a round and hit tons of breweries along that route. If you're going up along the Lake Michigan shoreline, you've got increased numbers. So they're kind of following these little trails where it's making it real easy for people to get in there. Of course, the northeast section of the state is starting to see some growth as well. The UP is huge for craft beer. And brewing isn't new to Michigan. I mean, we had breweries back in the 1800s all over the place. And then they fell off. But I know that, you know, you're going to talk to Frankenmuth later today. And this is their 150th year. They're the longest operating brewery in the state of Michigan. How awesome is that?
Still owned by the same guy, too. That's so cool.
He must be old.
You know, one of the neat things I'm kind of fascinated about this microbrew thing is, you know, Michigan's lost a significant portion of its dairy industry. So these microbrewers are actually buying up a lot of dairy equipment to make their brewing processing equipment. These giant stainless milk tanks are wonderful for brewers.
Well, beer tastes better on cereal, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not just for breakfast anymore.
We have it for breakfast every Saturday on the show.
You know, and it's not just that area. It's going back to the agricultural area. Michigan now is starting to grow hops. So we've got hop growers here. So you're starting to see more and more beer with local hops, with other local grains, barley, and things like that. So that is only going to continue to grow as this industry thrives and gets bigger. Now, are we ever going to have enough to support all of it in Michigan? I don't think so. But it's nice to see that there are these initiatives initiatives taking place. And we've got, like I said, some of the hop growers. Brian Tennis from Michigan Hop Alliance here. He's with us at every festival now, and it's just a growing trend. And we've got actually a symposium coming up next Saturday at Gilmore Car Museum where we're going to talk about hop growing in Michigan.
Really? So that is a kind of an emerging industry in and of itself.
Absolutely.
So you'll have car hops down there?
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting because, this is one of those industries in Michigan. You know, if you've ever listened to the show before, Bob and I are huge proponents of growing Michigan business and helping our local economy. And believe it or not, most people, when they have a beer in their hand, they got a smile on their face. And you can't say that about everything in Michigan, but this is just a great, great thing for us to get behind. So, Diana, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it, and we're looking forward to an enjoyable show. Coming up next, we got our friends from Right Brain Brewery up in Traverse City. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.